Hello, everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today, we are going to be talking about meaningful mornings. I think the morning is probably the most important time of the day for me, at least for me. I don't know about you guys, but there's a lot of things that you can do in the morning that set your day up for success. Okay, so a huge thing that I want to talk about today is how to set yourself up for success, how to make your mornings meaningful, how to feel good, how to care for yourself in little ways during your morning, because I know we all don't want to get up at 5 a.m. for a 9 a.m. class. Like, it's unrealistic. And so if you get up an hour before class and you have enough time to, like, get ready and do all these little things, like, you're going to have a successful day still. So let's get into today's episode. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out our merch store. If you rate and review the podcast, you can send me a DM on Instagram at hthc.podcast to prove that you did it, and I will send you a 25% off coupon on your order. So this is kind of crazy, but I do have exclusive merch out from February, and I'm so excited. It's self-love-based. It's so cute. It's so awesome. It's like the pink, red, Galentine's Day, self-love vibe that you guys have been waiting for. It is only exclusive throughout February, so make sure you guys are getting it ASAP, okay? You got to go get it right now. So do that. If you rate and review the podcast and you show me that you did it, you get a 25% off coupon on your order. That's basically free money, people. So go do that. Send me the DM so that I can give you the coupon. Go buy the merch with your free money and live your best life, okay? Okay, perfect. This is exciting, but like I've told you guys before, February is not only the self-love month and Valentine's Day that businesses created to make money off of us, but it's also my birth month because I'm an Aquarius. And my birthday is this weekend. My 21st birthday is this weekend. And it is, it's so crazy. I'm mind blown. I'm literally freaking mind blown. And I'm so excited. I'm not really doing anything crazy special. Like, it's whatever. But I'm just, like, excited to be like, I'm 21. Yeah. So I'm very excited for it. We have a track meet this weekend. And so I'm going to be at the track meet. And I'm going to be living my best life. So basically living it up. I think the biggest thing that I'm excited about is get to take a new picture for my, like, ID. Because I didn't know when you were 16 that you could smile for your ID. So I literally have, like, a stone cold face. Like, I literally look like it's like I'm in jail. Like, it's so bad. And I was so excited and I was trying to, like, contain my excitement. But I just, like, stone cold RBF. And I was like, ah. Oh no. And not until my friends saw it, they were like, Marissa, why do you look like that? So I'm very excited that I get to redo my picture. And I'm ready to smile my freaking teeth out. But yeah, let's just get into today's episode because I'm just going to be a weirdo otherwise. So here are some things that you can do in the morning to make yourself have a meaningful morning. First, when you get up in the morning, make your bed. This is step one. It is the first thing that you should always do right after you wake up. If you can't make your bed, if you can't complete this easy task, how are you going to follow up the rest of the day, babe? Like, if you can make your bed, or even just, like, a little bit. Like, I know some of us maybe have, like, a significant other. They might still be sleeping when you get up. Like, I totally understand that. If you can even just, like, make your side look a little bit nicer or something, like, it makes the world of a difference. And I know for me, like, I sleep in a dormer. So, like, I sleep in a room with other people in the sorority house. And so, like, it's kind of awkward if I'm, like, getting up, trying to make my bed, and it's, like, pitch black in there. But, like, you can do it. You can at least just, like, throw your blanket over your bed to make it look nicer. You don't have to make it look perfect. You don't have to, like, I don't know, pull the sheets tight and everything. But, like, just make it look a little bit more presentable because it's so nice at night getting into a bed that's made. It makes it so nice. Plus, for me at least, it keeps me accountable, so I'm not getting into my covers as soon as I possibly can. Like, I have to wait until bedtime to get in the covers. I have to acknowledge that I'm unmaking my bed to get in bed. So, like, am I getting in bed at a good time? Am I getting in bed when I probably should wait a little bit longer? Gotta think about it. Next is drink water. I cannot express this enough. There are so many benefits to starting off your day by drinking water. Before you put anything else in your body, water helps with your appetite control. It helps you stay hydrated. It helps you clear your skin. Like, there are so many different benefits to drinking water. I can't tell you a bad thing when it comes to drinking water. Like, hello? Because let's say the average person goes to bed at 10 p.m. and you don't wake up until 6, 7 a.m. That is the hours of the night that you did not drink water. I don't care if you got up in the middle of the night and got a glass of water. Like, that doesn't count. You did not drink a lot of water for that entire time that you were asleep. Like, for what, 8, 9 hours? And you're going to the bathroom, like, sorry to get a little graphic, but like, your pee is gonna be dark, and that's unhealthy. Like, your pee should be basically crystal clear throughout the day, okay? You should be peeing your pants throughout the day. Not really, but like, you need to be staying hydrated. And the only way to stay hydrated is continue to drink water. And so after you wake up, after not like drinking water for 8 to 9 hours, maybe even more than that, it's important to then drink water, take care of your body. And I will preach this, okay? Because I think it's so important to continue to drink water and take care of your body. Next, this one's a little controversial. I personally don't write in the morning, but I do like plan out my week, or I plan out my day, and I take time to kind of realize what my day entails and like plan it out both mentally, maybe on a piece of paper, something like that. But a lot of people suggest that you write. I, like I said, don't personally write as often as I used to, which is okay. But if you have the urge to write in the morning, write in the morning. Writing about like what you're grateful for, writing your gratitude list, even if you write like 3 things that you're grateful for on a sticky note and then put that up on the wall, anything like that. I think that those would be beneficial. While I say that I don't do this, it's just something that doesn't normally work for me. It might work for you, so maybe give it a try, but don't write it off just because I don't always do it. Next is eating a healthy breakfast. I do this most mornings. My breakfast normally consists of like cereal or a bagel and cream cheese. But listen, when I'm like living at home, I have eggs in the morning, or I have avocado toast or whatever. But when I'm at the sorority house, it's so much easier to just make myself cereal. And granted, I normally have like healthy snacks that I eat throughout the day, and the rest of my meals are pretty healthy. So my breakfast is like nutritious enough to where like it gets me through the day. Like, I'll have granola, yogurt. Like, I'll have a drink in the morning. Like, I drink a lot of water. I'll drink Gatorade in the morning. Maybe some sort of like juice, tea, whatever. But having a healthy breakfast is always the best part of my morning. Like, when I get the chance to make myself breakfast, it is so good and it's so enjoyable and so healthy. And I am someone that hates cooking, and anyone that knows me can justify this. I hate cooking and being in the kitchen with a passion, unless I'm making myself like a dessert. But there's something about waking up in the morning and making myself breakfast that is so satisfying. I love it. Next is, do not forget your vitamins and your medicine. So now that winter's here, I've added vitamin D into my daily vitamin routine because I just get so, so, so tired. Like, I need to get that daily dose of vitamin. But like, there's so many different like pills that you could take, like vitamins that you could take and things like probiotics, prebiotics, all of that kind of stuff. And it's helpful. Like, it is really helpful for your body and your skin. Maybe it's something for your skin. Maybe it's for like stomach issues, for, like I said, like the vitamin D, vitamin C, like all of those things are really helpful. So I know I take vitamin D every day. I take a women's vitamin. I take a calcium and vitamin D like gummy that I really like. What else do I take? I also have these like, they're not like electrolyte things. They're from Salt Stick. I'll have to post a picture of them on my social media for you guys. But I have this condition where I pass out a lot. So in order to not pass out, I have to increase my sodium intake and my electrolyte intake. So that's why I'm normally drinking Gatorade. I have these like Salt Stick tablets that I take in the morning that I just like, they're like a little pill that I take in the morning. So I take 2 of those, and those help me basically not pass out throughout the day. Like, it helps boost my sodium levels. And then like, as I need to, I can take more But I normally start out the day with two, and it helps a lot. So there's a lot of different like medicines and things you can take. So if you know that you're lacking in certain vitamins, it's always great to do like a little checkup at the doctor, like draw some blood or something, which is kind of funny coming from me because I will not do that unless I'm like literally strapped to the table. But I know that it's good for you. And lucky for me, I already know what I need. So it's fine. Like I know that I used to be taking like iron pills because I was anemic. I was like on the brink of anemic. And like that stuff helps for me. So look into it. Look into seeing what you might need to add to your daily routine. Next, in the mornings, I like to either listen to music or a podcast. I love starting my day off in a good mood, and I put on either my favorite songs, like an audiobook that I've been listening to. I do crime podcasts. There's like two or three different crime podcasts that I rotate between, and so I listen to those. That is so helpful and so nice. I freaking love it. Like, there's just something about it that, I don't know. It makes me feel better. Sometimes it's music. Sometimes it's like an audiobook or a podcast. But I like listening to something in the morning. Something helps me just to like start my day off strong with a good mood. Last is, of course, moving your body. I think that this could kind of constitute as like yoga, stretching. You could do a workout class, a run, gym, a short walk. Like anything like that would be beneficial for you. But like when you're feeling overwhelmed, a lot of the times it's because you need to add in that physical activity to your day. And getting that physical activity in the morning, it makes your day so much easier. And I hear this from so many people, is doing a workout in the morning, as much as it sucks having to get up in the morning to do a workout or like exercise in the morning, it really does set your day up for success because you feel so much better knowing you don't have to do it later on. Like, let me think of an example. Like when I'm teaching, it's great when I get to do my workout in the morning and get it over with, or my lift in the morning or something, because then I know I don't have to worry about it at the end of the day when I'm exhausted. And it kind of gives me a boost of energy in the morning where like my students walk in and they're like, Miss Hagler, why are you literally a ball of sunshine in the morning? I'm like, it's because I just did a workout. Like I feel great. But I think that moving your body really does help in the morning. And so these are all little things that I think you probably could have guessed, but I really, really, really love trying to stay at home, get these things done. They help my morning get off to a good start. Like, I'm not going to lie. I feel so much better after I do any of these things. So even if you don't do all of these things, maybe pick one or two of them. One or two of them that you think really stood out to you in this episode that you might be lacking, or maybe that you're already doing and you want to continue to do those and make it a goal to continue to do that. So hopefully this week's episode helped you guys. I love you guys so, so much. Make sure you guys check out our exclusive merch for the month of February. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.